Emmanuel Price was 19 years old and had just finished his sophomore year in college when he was imprisoned after committing an armed robbery. He served 4.5 years in Oregon prisons before being released. That was more than 10 years ago. Now 37, Price says reentering society has been difficult.
Even though this crime was 19 years in my past, it still haunts me to this very day.
Price says even after he continued his education and trained in conflict resolution, he found his criminal record held him back.
I would oftentimes fill out applications for jobs or housing, and as soon as I turned my application in, I could read the body language and I could see the look on their face. I knew that I would not either, one, get that job or get that apartment. And that repeated itself for, 10 years over.
Price is founder of a Portland-based nonprofit called Second Chances Are for Everyone, which advocates for and offers support to ex-offenders. He was testifying before a legislative committee in Salem that's considering a bill that would prohibit employers from asking about criminal history on job applications. A coalition of advocacy groups and organized labor is backing the so-called Ban the Box bill. Alex Budd is an organizer for Oregon Action in Medford. He says employers do have a legitimate right to know about an applicant's criminal history. But he says,
right now that's being used as a screening tool by employers and by landlords where, any application that comes up that has that box checked just gets thrown out right away.
The Ban the Box bill would require employers to wait until they make a job offer before asking that question. Budd says that gives ex-offenders a chance to put their criminal history in context.
I made some bad choices. I've since, gone back to school or been working for 10 years straight and have a family and haven't had any problems and I've really rehabilitated myself. That's not a story you can tell by checking a box.
At the legislative hearing in Salem on the Ban the Box bill, Democratic Representative Carla Peluso, a former police chief, stressed that for society to cut off employment and housing for ex-offenders is self-defeating.
When people with prior convictions and arrests are continually denied the opportunity to even interview for employment, let alone be offered a job, we are instead pushing them back towards their past criminal life.
The Ban the Box bill would not bar criminal background checks for law enforcement, banking, or other types of jobs where they're currently required by law. Several representatives of business groups at the hearing said they could support the idea of removing the box from job applications, but they have concerns about elements of the bill that could leave employers who choose not to hire someone with a record liable to legal action. Jan Meekums is with the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
It would be preferable for the state to use a carrot and not a club to entice employers to hire someone with a conviction record.
J.L. Wilson with the Oregon Chamber of Commerce pointed to a provision in the bill that would allow applicants rejected because of their record to appeal to the state unless their offense was job-related.
Criminal history with regard to multiple convictions calls into question patterns of behavior that employers might not want in the workplace, and yet they might not be job-related.
The bill's supporters say 14 states and more than 100 local jurisdictions have passed some version of a Ban the Box law. The Portland City Council is currently considering a similar ordinance. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.